This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Mays City Administrator Richard Lemonyon. Welcome to Issues 2018.
Thank you, Steve.
I will always call you Chief. I hope that's all right.
Well, even my chief calls me Chief. So.
Mays is one of the fastest-growing communities in Kansas, and today we want to talk about that growth and what's going on in Mays. And when did you become City Administrator at Mays there?
Actually, in 2000. In those particular days, our mayor, Karen Fitzmeyer, our children went to school together. In fact, when I became the chief back in 1976, our boys were like in the third and sixth grade, and we were West Siders. And I told the city manager at the time that I would prefer that my boys not go to Wichita schools, that they go to a smaller school, and we pick Mays. And so actually, the mayor, Karen, her children also were going to Mays. So we got to know each other then. Of course, Sharon, my wife, she was on the school board for a time out there. And so I got acquainted out with a lot of the Mays people as the boys were growing up and school activities and things. And so in 2000, I was working with Special Olympics International. I had retired from the city of Wichita, and she called and asked me if I could come up there and get them a police chief. Said they were having some difficulty in keeping a police chief. And, of course, in those days, they only had a part-time police department with about 3.5 officers, I think, is all they had. And so I went up there and was able to get her a fine lieutenant off the Wichita PD. And then she also asked me to look into some administrative things that they were going on, and so I did and gave her my report, and then I left. And a couple weeks later, she called, and she said, "Now, Richard, our city clerk quit, our city treasurer quit. Could you just come up and run this little town?" And I said, "Yeah, part-time." Well, that was 18 years ago. So it's grown quite a bit since then.
You kind of got ahead of me a little bit there on your background, but I want to talk about your background a little bit. You are a Wichita native. I want you to talk about, you referred to being chief of police in Wichita, and we'll talk about that more in a minute, but talk about a little bit about growing up in Wichita and your career with the Wichita Police Department.
Well, I am a Wichita native. I was born right before World War II. In fact, I was born in 1940. World War II came along. My dad went to the war, and then my next brother was born 6 years later after the war was over. So during that particular time, we lived with my grandparents up actually where St. Francis Hospital is. It's where the parking garage is. There used to be a home there, and that's where my grandparents lived. And so my father got back from the war. We moved out to, in those days, it's called Hoover's Orchard. Hoover's Orchard was west of West Street, actually between Douglas and Central in that particular area.
Kind of a gated community, a pool in every yard.
Yeah, it was very affluent, yes.
We're being silly here. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
But we didn't have much, but we had everything we needed, and all of our neighbors were great people. And I think in those days the city limits on the west side went to West Street, and that was about it. And we grew up out there and went to North High School. In fact, I had my choice because West High, and I know you're a West High person, but we had our choice in those days simply because we'd already started in North High. West High opened, and I had a choice. Well, I knew more girls at North High, so I went to North High. And so I'm a graduate of North High. And shortly after high school, I left and went to the military. I was in the military for 4 years. And during that period of time, I came back and married my high school sweetheart, Sharon. And so that was many years ago. But that's it was a good experience. Had a great time growing up in Wichita, and love to see what's happened to our community. Totally dedicated to our particular community. I think it's just a diamond in the rough. I think it's a great place to raise a family, and a lot of good things going on here.
I was really interested in your decision-making process of going to North, because the better-looking girls are more good-looking girls there.
Well, there were some at West. In fact, I dated one of the head cheerleaders at West. So
don't name any names.
No names.
You don't want to embarrass anybody. Yeah. Well, tell us about Mays' growth, for crying out loud, in terms of geography and population. It's just grown like crazy over the past few years. What's going on out there?
Well, one of the things that we have going for us, in fact, I moved out there years ago for our sons to go to Mays schools. I think they have a quality school system. I think for public schools, I think it's one of the top public schools in the state, and there are some good ones. I think the other thing that we have going for us, we're in the growth pattern for the metro area. And what's happened is that the city itself, in years ago, it was kind of an isolation type setting where people didn't care to grow. They didn't really have their own water system and things of that nature. So beginning in the about 2000, we 20 was March of 20. About the time I got up there, we started working on the water system, putting a water system in. We were able to explain to the council the importance of infrastructure planning. In fact, one of the first people that I hired and went there was a planning and zoning administrator, and she is still with us, and she's absolutely great in terms of helping us put a comprehensive plan together. So it's all about planning and vision. And as a result of that, when we first started up there, the little city was about a square mile in geographic area, and now it's 10 square miles. And the plan is to grow the city to 20, 25 square miles as the demand continues to expand. And I think the reason is the schools. That is the major drawing card. Secondly, now we have quality of life. We have housing developments for, you know, we have homes up there that begin in the $170,000, go up to $2 million plus, and everywhere in between. It's safety. The other thing is we're part of the whole. We're part of the Wichita metropolitan community. We're proud of it. We're proud of Wichita. We're proud of our little town, and we are a part of, I think, what's going to happen in the future in terms of the type of homes that we offer. We have, in addition to just home, we have apartments, we have duplexes, we have senior living type things. The other things that's occurred is, of course, as rooftops are built, and we average right around 40 new housing, single-family housing starts a year. And if you look back over the last decade or so, that's a lot of new families and new homes. And with rooftops, that brings commercial activity. In addition to that, we have an industrial park now. We have several hundreds of employees who now are employed in the city of Mays, many of which live in Wichita. So it's a trade-off.
So what's the population growth been?
Officially, the population is about 4,500, except when school's in session, and then it's about 15,000. When you figure we have Mays schools, and we also have the West Campus of Wichita State University. So in addition to that, you have all the parents that bring the little tykes up there, and you have the teachers and the educators, quality individuals who come into our community each day. So it's a thriving area. We're very pleased. You know, when I went up there, we maybe had a half a dozen employees. We now have over 50 employees. We have a full-time quality police department, public works group, support staff. You know, and over the years, my philosophy has been you always hire people smarter than you, take care of them, and they do the job. So it's been a great experience, and it's been a fun ride. And I guess a lot of people my age have already retired and gone to wherever retirement people go, and it's just a fun time, and I'm really enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your role in managing that growth. You say it's as simple as hiring smarter people than you. I think there are a lot of people smarter. Well, never mind. No, but that's part of it, I'm sure, but there's got to be more than that.
Well, it has to do – we have to manage. Of course, I'm a manager, and but I believe in my people that I hire, and I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it is a truth. I learned many years ago that my management style is with good people, but by the same token, I can figure out a project and I can go from point A to point D, you know, but sometimes I need somebody to help me figure out B and C. How do you get there? And that's what I need. I need a lot of support. I need to listen to them. And as a result of that, we just have a great team. And you know, for any success that, quote, I might have ever had in this career or other careers, it's because of the people around me, and I recognize that.
Talk a little bit about when you were a kid in school or when you were the police department or whatever. Did you have one or two mentors, people who really had an impact on the way you think about things, the way you do things?
Yeah, I think so. Even coming up, I think in the military, when I was fresh out of high school, I joined the Navy. Because, you know, I'm a kid from Kansas.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
It makes sense. So I had never even physically seen the ocean at the time. So obviously at the end of 4 years, I'd seen a lot of ocean. But I learned as I have gone through life, both in the Navy, on the police department, working with Special Olympics International and others, that there are certain people, certain management styles that just suit what you're trying to do. In other words, those individuals, and I try to take from those. One of the people that jumps out at me is a former superintendent for Wichita, Al Morris. Al Morris was a World War II veteran. He was a superintendent of schools in Wichita, and I remember as a young chief sitting in some meetings with him when we were having some civil unrest and some other things in the schools, and listening to him. And just listening to him and the way he handled things, I thought to myself, you know, this guy has some management capabilities, some leadership that I need to listen to and take a lesson from. So it's people like Al and others that I learned from.
And now that you mentioned, I remember seeing you managing two civil disturbances. I would have called them riots, but at least two.
I've been in a couple.
You're listening to Issues 2018 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Mays City Administrator Richard Lemunyon. Tell us about maintaining infrastructure. You talked about that briefly before, streets and bridges. That's important, isn't it?
When you talk about a city and you talk about municipalities, you know, it's just like the city of Mays, for example. We've grown from 1 mile to 10 square miles. Well, what we've done is we've gone back and we have literally taken care of all the old roads, if you will, the original roads in the city of Mays, and then the new roads that we put in. You spend literally millions of dollars on roadways. So one of the things you have to do is you have to plan for the maintenance of those roads. Because if you don't take care of them and they fall apart, then you have to tear them up and start again. And that's a costly project. So roadways are important. They're expensive, but you have to figure out how to maintain them, because if you get behind, then it's difficult to catch up. And one of the things that we've done up there is, as we have grown, we have, in addition to, expanding, for example, Mays Road into a five-lane roadway through the city of Mays, in addition to putting in new streets and things, we put aside money for maintenance ongoing each year in an effort to try to keep up. And granted, the more roads you get, the more expensive it is, but it's a good investment.
I bet you haven't had to tear up a lot of old water pipes, or have you? What's your water situation up there?
Actually, our water system is new, comparatively speaking. Let's say...
Look in Wichita, and they're dealing with these pipes that are 80 and 100 years old, some of them.
Well, and some of those materials that they were using in those days, it was just not, obviously, as good as you can get now. The quality is better. But our system is less than 15 years old. In fact, we're just putting a second main water line in. So we're in good shape. We have sufficient water rights to last for many, many years into the future. We are actually, at this point, planning for additional infrastructure for water and sewer. We have a plan in place now that, as demands come, we'll put another portion in place. And we have figured not only how to do it, but financially how to fund it. Because we haven't raised taxes in the city of Mays for 15 years at least, and we have no plans to raise taxes, and we have no need to pay taxes. But with any money that we have, as our assessed valuation increases, we put it into maintenance and upkeep and cash carryover so that we don't get in any kind of financial bind.
So how much is your annual budget?
Our annual budget is about $10
million. $10 million? And you say you haven't raised property taxes. How do they compare with other communities? So you get Goddard competing with you over there.
Goddard and Dale. Goddard and Mays are about the same. Taxes in Mays are higher than they are in Wichita. And one of the reasons is we contract with Sedgwick County for fire service. And that's an additional 18 or 20 mills. And they give us great service. We have our own fire station in the city of Mays. That's one of the reasons that it's higher. But we also have tax incentives. Yep. In other words, you come and build a new home in Mays, we'll give you some of your tax money back. So it works out.
So what are your other sources of income? You got user fees, things like that?
You have user fees, but you also have taxes from sales tax comes back from the county through the state, depending on population and things of that nature. Vehicle tax and things of that nature. So we have the money that comes in. We're able to manage it in a very frugal way. The other thing that I hired right after going up there was a financial advisor. I understood how bonds work. I understand how budgets work. But I needed someone to tell me that if we did something today, let's say we spent $10 million on a Mays Road project, how's that going to impact taxpayers 10 years from now or 15 years from now? In other words, let's not kick it on down the road like some government entities have been known to do that our kids have to pay. Let's pay our way as we go.
What are you projecting for Mays' growth over the next few years? I know you've got it all planned out, haven't you?
Yeah, it will. absolutely.
How do you do this?
It's going to continue to grow. I mean, the economy right now is in very good shape. From a job standpoint, from infrastructure standpoint, and from the housing standpoint in the city of Mays, it's outstanding. And we foresee in the next several years continued growth and development in quality type buildings, not only in housing, but in commercial and in industrial park.
So over the past, since you've been there, how many years have you been there now?
18 years.
18 years. You've seen the size of the city grow in terms of geography and population. How much did you say?
It's probably, I think when I took up there, the size of the city was less than a square mile. The population was probably around 1,000. We're, like I said, officially we're 4,500. We're actually over 5,000 now. The geographic area, it just expanded 10 times over, and it will continue.
Well, let's talk a little bit about something else. Let's talk about the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics, which you founded in 1981. Is that true? And where did that idea come from?
Well, Special Olympics, in 1978, I was a young chief, and I was asked to come down to the Summer Games for Kansas Special Olympics, which is held in Wichita at South High School. And I was asked to come down and give medals out, and I thought, well, okay, I don't know that much about it. So I put a uniform on, I went down, and I started handing out these medals to these Special Olympians. And I saw how joyful they were. There was a couple of thousand of them. And I thought to myself, you know, we're the largest police department in the city, in the state of Kansas, the city of Wichita. We need to get involved in this because law enforcement crosses all the boundaries that we as human beings put up, you know, race, religion, economics, culture, whatever it is. Law enforcement has to deal with that. Special Olympians come from all of those walks. So not only did I see the Special Olympians, but I saw their families. I saw the volunteers, and I said, this is something we need to get involved in. So the department became a prime sponsor. There was two of us that were prime sponsors, Koch Engineering and the Wichita Police Department. And we put on a banquet, we put on bands, and we served meals for the banquet. The volunteers, the officers would come down with their spouses. And then we did that for a couple of years. And then in 1981, we had a, quote, over 40 running club. You can identify with this running situation.
Oh, I sure can.
So,
oh, over 40, yeah.
Yeah, over 40. A couple of the officers came in and said, Chief, we have an idea. We want to run a torch from City Hall to South High School with some athletes, a distance of 5 miles. I said, great, go ahead. That's a wonderful idea. Well, they ran the torch, the news media picked up on it, and the next business day, a bunch of business guys called and said, Chief, that's a great idea. What can we do? And I said, send money. So we estimated that first year we probably raised $300. Well, that has grown over the years through the International Association of Chiefs of Police, through Special Olympics International, and last year we had 100,000 officers run worldwide. And it was phenomenal in that last year we raised $60 million.
How many? How much?
$60
million
last year.
60, not 16, 60.
60, 60.
Wow.
And so since the conception of the Torch Run in Wichita, we have raised $735 million for Special Olympics worldwide. And that all started here with five officers. And it continues to go. I travel all over talking to officers from around the world to carry the torch. So anytime you go anywhere, any state, any country, and you see a law enforcement torch run, it started in Wichita.
All right. Now, do you have any leisure time?
I take leisure. Well,
how old are you?
I'm 78.
Good gravy. Okay. What, do you have any leisure time?
Well, I see. This afternoon, I'm going to go to the gym for a couple hours. How's that?
Yeah, it sounds to me like you've hired all the smart people to do all the work for you.
I have. I'm an avid, I tell you what, I'm a family guy. My two sons are grown. We have four grandchildren. And, of course, three of them are now married. So we have great grandchildren. And we have, in fact, we just, the two sons and all the grandsons, we just got back from Alaska on a fishing trip, and we had great out time, you know, great outdoor times with our family, fishing, hunting, just boating and things of that nature. And we're still blessed that we can still do that. We're still healthy, Sharon and I, and so we are...
So you're going to do this for a while longer at this Mays administration? You think you can do that for a while longer? What do you think?
Well, I'm having a good time. I think as long as they'll put up with me and the council over the years, you know, they're great. We have a wonderful council there, you know, and every time I think about, they just kind of pat you on the shoulder and say, oh, just hang around a little bit longer.
Wow.
And,
And, how about that?
So it works out good.
And, tell me that over here. Well, listen, yeah, we got to wrap up here, Richard, but I got to tell you, it's been a pleasure. I've been in the media and worked with you when you were the police chief here, and frankly, you were my favorite police chief. You had an interesting idea about media. You said, you know, to all your officers, as long as you're telling the truth, go ahead and talk to them. Yeah. Pretty much is what you said. And that was refreshing. We don't see that anymore. But we appreciate what your service as police chief, the Special Olympics torch run, and now this maze administrative office thing you're doing is great. And you've become one of the oldest people I know. Our guest is Mays City Administrator Richard Lemonnier, and a good sense of humor. That's all for this edition of Issues 2018. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.